Welcome for our last day of teachings as you create for yourself once more a beautiful, loving, and joyful foundation for yourself, an energetic foundation, taking a slow, gentle, nourishing breath, moving through your entire body, energetically and physically. Take another breath. And let yourself expand even more through your field, through your Merkaba, through all that you are, that you cannot perceive with your mind, but you can feel deeply, expansively, through your heart, the center of your being, of the essence of who you really are. In today's teachings of the final group, the God layers. You are the God layers. So allow yourself to feel and acknowledge yourself as the powerful soul that you are, of the love, of the compassion, and divine energies that make you who you are, who you are really are. Take another deep breath. And expand even more, elevating your emotion, expanding your consciousness, your super consciousness, perceiving and receiving more light, more energy. Yes, more information. Even more patterns and understandings and ways of seeing things beyond the physical senses. Opening yourself up to so much more that you can be. Breathe and feel and know how loved you are from within yourself and from the entire galaxy, the entire universe. The love that has no beginning and no end. Right now, in unity with you, that is always within you. But right now, you are making yourself more aware of it, more accessible to it, reflecting with it your true essence of God. And from that space, open your heart, your consciousness, your love, to the wisdom, to the energy and teachings of Kriyarn.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kriyarn of Magnetic Service. This channel is the first channel of Class 4 regarding the 12 layers of DNA, full revelations and explanations. There are many who hear this particular message who indeed may not have taken a class, but indeed also you can glean information by the emotions, the attributes of the perceptions, your intelligence, and also that is your intuition of what's going to be covered. What I mean by all those words is this: there is a great deal transmitted to you in these messages beyond the words. You can glean that which is there to feel and to sense, even as I speak about the last class. The 12 layers of DNA is a study of the mastery within every single human being. I gave it slowly to my partner to work on over 3 years. This particular book took longer than any other book that he has written with my channeling. And the reason is this: that the 12 layers of DNA is a study. It comes together in a complex way that's never finished. You might say it's DNA book one, because there are so many esoteric and scientific discoveries yet to come regarding the magic of this double helix. The study I gave is almost completely esoteric in that we have separated into four groupings your DNA double helix, and the groupings we have separated almost completely esoteric. Nothing you would see in the microscope is what we speak of, except perhaps attributes of the very first grouping, the tree of life. And the rest is a statement, perhaps a full metaphoric statement, of what's inside you. In the book, we explain carefully what it means. We give explanations, perhaps, of what it means. We even give sometimes a little history to highlight what we're trying to give you. But if you had to wrap it up in one or two sentences, this particular book is about how big the human being is in the scope of the universe, not in the scope of Earth. In the scope of the universe, for every single one of you has a divine soul. And when you are not here in corporeal form, that soul is part of the creative source that you call God. It has never had an end or a beginning. It always was, just like God. So as you study the layers, class, I hope you understand and realize that although you be writing down the minutiae and perhaps you'll be studying how they go together because it's complex, there's so much more. Perhaps there come a time when you simply put down your notes, students, and put your hand on your heart and say, "Wow, thank you, Spirit, for pulling this into me and helping me to understand that while I'm here on this planet, every single expression I'm here on this planet, I'm also on the other side. Thank you for helping me understand that my guides and my angels are more than just on the other side. They're related to me and they know me. I am them. I am that I am." Such a circle it is. Difficult for some of you to grasp, it is. And yet it's beautiful and magnificent information. This class today studies the last grouping, the last three layers, 10, 11, 12, simply stated, simply named, the God layers. We use the word God because that's the word you have developed. It's not the word we would ever use. This creative energy, this creative source, this love that permeates every cell and every molecule of the universe with its creative benevolence, that's God. Some have used the word spirit. That's closer. The God layers do not refer to a judging father in the sky. They refer to the creator. These layers, these last three layers, will be explained in a way that perhaps haven't even been explained in the book yet. And that is why so many of you are ready to take this class. I encourage all of the students here to review, because there's things perhaps that you have missed. Because it goes quickly and because there are words and they're linear, your brain sometimes misses that which comes with the words. And many times that which comes with the words are thought groups that occur in your mind that actually will help you understand and explain the linear words that went by so quickly from the teachers today, yesterday, the day before, and the day before. That is the reason these particular classes are available to all of you to repeat and repeat and repeat, to think about, perhaps even hold study groups about, to discuss with others, so that you would sit in a way perhaps of revelation and thanks and gratitude of what is being revealed about yourselves. This is class 4. Let the class begin. Welcome back, everyone, from the break, and welcome back for the last time for any of the breaks on these particular classes, because this was the last class. Thank you again for being with us.
Yes, we so appreciate you, and we've really, really enjoyed this process together. So as we prepare for the final channel on the DNA Layers series, I would like to again give affirmations directly speaking to our DNA layers that we have studied for this day, but also recognize that as we do so, we are addressing the entirety of the layers because they do not exist in a singular state. They are all joined together. So I would like to invite you to close your eyes. And you may even wish to place a hand on your heart. Dear Layer 10, Divine Belief, the Divine Creator is within my DNA and wants to be found. I give permission to move beyond my layers of belief and claim my magnificence. I am surrounded by benevolent energies and I allow myself to receive countless blessings. Dear Layer 11, Wise Divine Feminine, dear Pleiadian Star Mothers who created the spark of divinity within me, I call upon your wisdom, grace, beauty, and compassion, and I allow this energy to flow through me now and forever. Dear Layer 12, God Almighty, I accept the perfect love of the Creator. I am dearly loved. I accept the perfect love of the Creator. I am dearly loved. I accept the perfect love of the Creator. I am dearly loved. And from this posture of energetic support and love, we welcome the messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We continue the channel that you just heard. Dear ones, this is the final and ending channel for Class 4 of the 12 Layers of DNA Explanation. Again, we do understand that many have not taken that class who are hearing this now. But the information is the information. And what I mean by that, it is germane for all. It is good to hear, even if you were not part of the discussion. But we are going to assume that you were, as we again talk about some of the magnificent things that were revealed in the four classes. It's an esoteric study. Now, what this means, truly, for many, is that it's a study that is beyond the reality that most on this planet understand or even agree with. There are some who will say, if it isn't something I can touch and see and feel, I'm not interested. You may have invited some to hear this channel or to watch the class before it. And although they might be kind to you, they're rolling their eyes actually and going, not for me, not for me. These are silly things. Couldn't be true. And that is the way the human decides for themselves, with free choice, what they are going to accept and what they are not going to accept. And it's so interesting to all of us on the other side of the veil who have our hand out in a metaphysical way, in a metaphoric way, in a multidimensional way. We have our hand out with free choice, saying there are layers of energy within you, call them DNA or not, but they are multidimensional layers in you that represent your soul, and a soul energy that knows about angels and guides, a soul energy that has its hand out to you that says, if you take it, all manner of things can begin to happen. The first thing that happens is a training in cognizing a new reality. Many of these layers, if not all of them, to some degree, are activatable, if you wish to use the word, through intent. The human being, by default, simply walks around the planet, sees what it sees. But the human being who comes and goes and comes and goes for a very long period of lifetime starts to understand there are plans and processes that are outside of reality. And then they start their search for divinity. This often will take them into that place where we'll call organized religion. It's a place that they can feel comfortable with and a place where they find God, and it's esoteric, dear ones. How is it that you can reject some esoteric things and accept others, and they're both spiritual? One is something that you get from your parents or perhaps from those around you, and it's fine to think about an all-knowing God and angels and all of these things, and that's fine, and it's accepted. But if you move out of that particular scene into another one where there are no buildings or doctrines, but it's all about love, but it's even bigger, then you start rolling your eyes. It doesn't stop there. Humans are so interesting. You are on the cusp of scientific discovery, which will bring you things that are outside of any reality that you live in. And you will read about them. And you will say, this is great because there's evidence now, there's science there, and this is wonderful. And some of them are exactly what we just told you in these classes. It's so interesting. How about I start to explain to you some of the multidimensional aspects of the attributes of entanglement? And I tell you, there are dimensionality attributes that allow you to be in two or three places at the same time, depending upon the energy you're entangled with. Because when you get out of the reality that you live in and expect, and if I could take you and plop you into a multidimensional reality where you could be on Mars and Earth at the same time with the same energy, would that be okay? Well, it's all right with the scientists because they're discovering what this truly is. In the classes we've just given you, in the 31 years of channeling that I have given you, I have told you that you are entangled with your soul. That which is on the other side of the veil is that which is also on this side of the veil. God, Spirit, whatever you wish to say, the love and mastery and compassion that is the Creator is in both sides of the veil. One of it lives inside you, waiting for you to see the other, waiting for you to acknowledge that such a thing could exist. Imagine being entangled with two places. One is a multidimensional place and one is a linear place. I just gave you the same science that they're discovering, that they have called entanglement. And why do you then deny one and accept another when truly the attributes are the same? And again, you would say, because one of them lays in my reality of discovery and one does not. This is the bridge, dear one, that we ever have asked you to cross. We've always asked you to cross with free choice. It's the bridge of belief. Is it possible that in you, all dimensionality exists? That which is being discovered by science, already there. The attributes being discovered by science, already there. And they drive that which is spiritual in you. They drive it, and meaning that is a way for you now to say, it's okay. It's okay if I start looking at the what-ifs or the possibilities. Because now that you're starting to see science around it, that is okay. But, dear ones, the whole idea drives that which is the Creator inside you. When I say drives it, there's no plan for you without acknowledging this lives in you. There's no plan. Do you understand and realize we know your name? There's purpose here for your very existence. But if you walk around in life and never even ask, or think you have the answers and go here or there, and if you really never see the light that is there, the truth of the entanglement with your soul, it's almost like you're driving a car with no steering wheel. You're in a boat without a rudder, just hoping that it makes it and goes from one place to another. We've given you that so many times. But as soon as you acknowledge there may be more, that there is a reason for you here, that there might be a plan from Spirit, and the plan has to do with humanity and the shift and discovery and healing and all of these things that are just waiting for you. What if that was true? What have you got to lose? To come to a place where you'll say, I'll look. At least I'll look. I will look with intent, you might even say. I'll give you that. That is how this happened to my partner. For he denied God in the way that he's presenting it today. He thought all of those who were esoteric were fooling themselves, that none of this could be true. And he used that which is the brain of the engineer to say so. If I can't see it, if I can't prove it, then I don't want it. And then I gave him a conundrum. I gave him the ability to see love and compassion like he never had before, and he couldn't prove it, and he couldn't explain it. That started his long journey into cognizing me. From the other side of the veil, I represent a group energy, always have, that is within his soul and yours. It's part of the creator energy. I've told you that for many years. It comes to you in love, but I am compliant with free choice. And what I mean by that is I give you information, I pour love to you. I tell you how it works, I tell you about the shift, I tell you about the DNA, I tell you what's coming. I congratulate you for your interest. And then I pull away. And I wait for you then to take the hand that has always been outstretched of a greater truth, a grander time for you, a longer life. Healing, peace, lack of anxiety, all waits for you across the bridge of belief into that which is already there, a multidimensional soul which knows everything about God. I will say it again. The things I give you are as real as anything you can touch today. If science is ready to go into themes such as entanglement and more, and that is what we have taught from the beginning, can't you connect the dots enough to even say, perhaps there's more? Perhaps you will then sit in a chair, like my partner did so long ago, and say the words, Dear Spirit, if you're there, show me. That's enough, if you mean it, to start a process. The process will begin to unite you in a way you were born for. You're here to find yourself. You're here to grasp the process and to change this planet. You want to know why you're here? Your purpose in life is not to be a victim of the planet, dear ones. It's to take that hand and discover something that's always been there. What have you got to lose? The study of the DNA is the beginning of the study of all things human, of all things divine, of the collaboration with Earth, with the confluence of energies of the Creator and you. Perhaps you want to take a look, another look even. I think you will find things in there that start to resonate. And the resonating is with that part of your soul, which may even be jumping up and down right now saying, please look, please look, please look, please look. That's why you're here. So what you do next starts to change the role of the human race on the planet, in your solar system, in this galaxy. And there are so many who have come before you in other planets in this galaxy who are doing the same thing right now as I am. Take a look, take a look. For they know and they have seen that there's a plan with the Creator bigger than you ever thought. Beautiful, loving, non-judgmental, part of something even greater than I can tell you about. I'm crying in love with humanity. And so it is.